I'm David Delegater. Sophie Egan is a food writer and program director at the Culinary Institute of America. She has a new book out, Devoured: How What We Eat Defines Who We Are. It's a work of sociology and anthropology, psychology, food science, and behavioral economics that suggests the values that define our national character. Work, freedom, and progress shape our eating habits. And though these values often make for an unhealthy and unstable food culture, they also paradoxically make American cuisine so great. As she looks at our daily life, Egan suggests that there is a deeper meaning to the choices we make about what we eat, from prioritizing convenience over health, to the ways food at work affects our happiness, from our obsession with having it our way at chains that individualize the eating experience, to the dynamic between highbrow food culture, artisan this and small batch that, and the lowbrow, citing the remarkable fact that Taco Bell sold 100 million Doritos Locos Tacos in its first 10 weeks as a menu item. Egan posits one of her dominant theories from the beginning, that we work too much and need to eat more leisurely actual meals. For those that eat breakfast in America, some of us are moving in the right direction and beginning to consume more protein, but frequently in the form of a handheld snack. Despite what you see at the supermarket, cereal's losing its grip on us, and the idea of dessert as breakfast is losing traction. Even though 63% of us think skipping breakfast is unhealthy, only 26% of us actually eat it daily. Mostly, we just snack all morning, and the ubiquity of the office microwave, added to performance and production expectations of desktop computers, results in what Egan calls the sad desk lunch, experienced by 40% of us daily. There are sections in the book investigating the nature of protein, food at work, the fast casual restaurant, the concept of selling absence, that is, low-fat, natural, gluten-free, and the like. Fascinating chapters on the meaning of brunch, diet evangelism, and the democratization of wine, as in Two Buck Chuck. The age of stunt foods, like Del Taco chili cheese fry burritos or Dunkin' Donuts bacon egg donut sandwich. The foods of the Super Bowl and the advocacy movement to make the day after the Super Bowl a national holiday. And the history of spaghetti and why Italian food grew so quickly into a national favorite and obsession. Devoured is filled with a massive collection of fun facts that Egan gathered from government statistics, food designers, historians, and behavioral economists. Among other things I learned that will make you the life of the party are this: that Starbucks offers 87,000 possible drink combinations, that gluten-free is a $10 billion industry, although only 1% of Americans have celiac disease and 6% have gluten intolerance. But 33% of us try to avoid gluten. 2/3 of us eat a greater variety of global cuisines than we did 5 years ago. And on Super Bowl Sunday, Americans consume 1.25 billion, that's billion, chicken wings. I learned that there are 2,000 kinds of snack bars on the market, and on average, 42,214 items on the average supermarket shelf. And to show you how educated some of our palates have become, there actually was a Chef Boyardee. Before the brand even existed, Ettore Boyardee owned a successful Italian restaurant in Cleveland. Egan has written a great chapter on the diet business that called to mind, to my mind anyway, the American humorist Angus Lind, who wrote a column on dieting, in which he posited such theories as the consumption of broken potato chips and broken cookies had no calories because of calorie leakage, that anything that you ate at a movie had no caloric value because it was part of the total entertainment package, and that food of the same color had the same caloric value. So therefore, pistachio ice cream and celery were caloric equivalents. In any event, Egan's book, Devoured, is really an academic book, but it's not at all pedantic. This is a fun read and something you might possibly even take to the beach. And if you're one of those people who chips into the $20 billion a year American diet industry, consider this. The most funded food-related crowd fundraising project ever raised over $3 million for a product that the FDA classifies as food. It's a real meal substitute called Soylent, and is available either as a liquid or a powder that can be mixed with water into a gooey cocktail. Best of all, it's not even green, but I still don't recommend it for the beach. Just eat less things that had parents. For Around Cincinnati, I'm David Delegater.